Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Authorities in Nashville are still searching for a motive behind what they say was an intentional attack when a recreational vehicle parked on a deserted street in downtown Nashville exploded early Christmas morning. NPR's John Burnett has the latest.
Three people remain hospitalized in stable condition, including a police officer who was knocked down by the blast. Investigators are examining tissue found at the scene as possible human remains. Last night, police released an image of a white recreational vehicle driving downtown they believe may have been packed with explosives. A recorded voice coming from the RV warned people to evacuate. Six officers, who were considered heroes, hustled people out of the 2nd Avenue area just minutes before the terrifying explosion that was felt more than 15 miles away. The FBI and ATF, who are leading the investigation, have asked the public for any leads, and they're reviewing video from surveillance cameras in the downtown area. John Burnett, NPR News, Nashville.
President Trump has no events on his public schedule this holiday weekend at his Florida golf club. After suggesting that he might not go along with a massive COVID relief and government spending bill that Congress sent to him just before Christmas. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that millions of Americans have at least temporarily lost their jobless benefits.
The extended unemployment benefits expired overnight, meaning some 14 million Americans have lost them, at least in the short term. President Trump could still sign off on the more than $900 billion bill that's been sent to his Mar-a-Lago resort, but it remains unclear what the president will do. The coronavirus stimulus package is attached to a more than 5,000-page, $1.4 trillion government spending bill. It includes eviction protections for renters and those $600 stimulus checks for qualifying Americans that the president is demanding be raised to $2,000. Without the president's signature, the federal government could go into a partial shutdown Monday at midnight. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The number of COVID-19 cases worldwide has topped 80 million. According to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University researchers, there's been a surge in cases in South Korea. In a third wave of infections there, the country added more than 1,200 new cases on Christmas Day. Seon Gong has the latest from Seoul.
South Korea reported the country's highest number of new coronavirus infections on Christmas Day, despite toughened social distancing measures. With a weekly average of over 1,000 daily cases, the government should now raise the national alert level to the highest, according to its own guidelines. The decision is expected to be announced on Sunday.
Seon Gong in Seoul. Fresh pandemic-related restrictions are in place in Beijing, as residents are urged not to leave the city during the upcoming Lunar New Year holidays. This after the identification of fresh coronavirus cases in the city. This is NPR. South Africa is reporting its highest coronavirus case count since March. The country is now approaching 1 million cases and more than 26,000 lives lost. Ishma Fundikwa reports from Harare.
South Africa now accounts for more than 60% of daily cases in sub-Saharan Africa. Weeks after easing COVID-19 lockdown measures following a decline in new cases, the country is experiencing localized spikes. The government has tightened measures in the affected areas, including shutting down beaches over the holidays to avoid large potential super spreader gatherings. Scientists have also identified a new variant of the virus said to be more transmissible than the original strain. This has led to several European countries, Israel and Hong Kong, suspending flights to and from South Africa. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
The 27-member European Union had originally planned for national authorities to administer the first COVID vaccine shots in a coordinated effort tomorrow, but now Germany has joined Hungary in jumping the day of the EU's planned release of the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. Starting today, Hungarian doctors and other workers in the health sector have begun getting vaccinated with the first shipment of doses. And the operator of a nursing home in Germany, where the first shots were given to dozens of people, said that, quote, every day we wait is one day too many. Over 3,600 deaths have been linked to COVID-19 in Europe. This is NPR.